Welcome to North Orange County Chambers Chamber Talk. My name is Andrew Gregson, and just before we start with our special guest today, I wanted to share some exciting news that's been going on here in Fullerton. For the last couple of months now, the Chamber and the City of Fullerton and various other vendors have actually been working diligently to get City of Fullerton's 2023 State of the City event up and running. It's actually going to be this March the 29th at Cal State Fullerton University. I'd also like to share a little bit about how the State of the City has exceeded expectations. We've actually got a record-breaking sellout, and that's why we've actually brought our special guest on today, our City Mayor of Fullerton, Mayor Young, to share a few words. Mayor Young, thank you very much for coming here today. I appreciate it, and I'd like to turn the mic over to you, sir.
Well, first and foremost, Mr. Andrew Gregson, I want to thank you for the kind invitation. I want to thank all the hard work for the men and women involved in the North Orange County Chamber. It is this partnership that we have in the City of Fullerton that's made the City of Fullerton's 2023 State of the City what is scheduled to be a sold-out event done in record fashion. I am incredibly proud to be part of that. I'm just one small part in what is a collective group event from not only the staff in our city, the sponsors and the businesses that make up the chamber and supporting this particular event, to everybody that is on the ancillary and directly involved with the North Orange County Chamber. So it is of great pride to me that our city has come together in remarkable fashion, our community in general, to support this event. It is a unique opportunity to see what's in store for our city as we're moving down the road. But more importantly, it's a template by which we can gauge the excitement in the community, particularly in the business community, about what Fullerton has in store and the things and the opportunities that being a part of Fullerton allows and affords everybody to bring. So it's been a remarkable time in our city's history.
Thank you, Mayor. That's a very nice thing to say. You're totally right. And we owe a lot to, there's over 30 companies who are sponsoring, including Farmers and Merchants Bank, who are this year's title sponsor, Cal State Fullerton, who graciously are hosting the venue on their campus, and of course, this year's Chambers 2023 Platinum Sponsor, which is DO Real Estate Hazoro Mortgage. On a different point, I know that the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast is coming up. It's the 38th annual Fullerton Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, and it's going to be on May the 5th, 2023. And if you want to know more about it, you can visit www.fullertonmayorsprayerbreakfast.com. But could you share with us a little bit, Mayor Young, on the difference between the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast and something like the State of the City?
So the prayer breakfast is really a testimony, and it's a testament by a guest speaker or myself in terms of what our capacity to come to grace, come to God, seek faith in our life, whatever unique story that we had. The State of the City is really more presenting what does the city have in store, what can we expect, where are we going, what's the roadmap, the broad roadmap that we have envisioned for our city. It's a lot more technically involved, and certainly aspects of every part of our community, including the faith-based, is included in the State of the City. It's not so much so in the prayer breakfast, a remarkable difference between the two.
Well, Mayor, I think you've done a fantastic job in your tenure so far as Mayor. You've the amazing things that we've seen that have changed, and we do physically see that change because obviously we're involved a little bit more. So as we're coming to this short end, because really it was just to share about the State of the City coming up, is there anything you would like to share with any of our listeners?
We are at a crossroads in the city's history. While there's remarkable tradition when we look back, there is incredible opportunity as we look forward. And rarely, if ever, are you presented with this kind of juncture in time where you can actually make a unique difference, a singular difference in how this city is viewed, how it is governed, how it is really working for its citizenry for the next coming two decades. And we are at that, you know, crossroads of opportunity now. That is the theme of the State of the City. We will, I will, anyhow, continuously reiterate that as the program is going on. But again, this is a collaborative effort. So I am extraordinarily excited, grateful to the North Orange County Chamber for their participation in this, for their heavy lifting in much of this. I'm grateful to our city staff for all their work. And again, I cannot be more grateful to our sponsors and all the attendees. And even if you're not able to attend, there is an opportunity to watch this event from afar, from the comfort of your home, on these social media platforms. And I encourage our residents to do so.
That's good. And I'm glad you reminded me about that, because we need to send an email out to everybody. That is very true. It's going to be live on YouTube. So people who are unable to make that event that day can at least actually participate and be a part of learning more about our great city. So, Mayor, thank you so very much for coming on there. Listeners, we really do appreciate you tuning in. And thank you for listening to Chamber Talk by North Orange County Chamber. To hear more interviews, visit chambertalk.podbean.com or look up Chamber Talk on your podcast channel of choice.